This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Downtown Toronto, there's a bus that will be leaving from here. It will be between 2 and 3. So inshallah, there's a small fee for the bus. It's only $10 per person. So inshallah, feel free. Please join us. Inshallah, show support for this cause, inshallah. Yesterday we started to speak, last night we started to speak about tawadhu, humility, and we said that there are three different types of tawadhu, humility. The first one is tawadhu with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and number two, tawadhu with, so there's humility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's humility with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then there's humility with the people. And we spoke about humility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala last night, and we said that humility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, do this or don't do this, you say, we listen and obey. The problem is, most of the time when you hear the Quran and it says, do this, aqimu salata, atu zakata, do this, or avoid this, don't do this, you think that it is not talking to you, it's talking to your cousin. It's not talking to you. So this is the difference between us and the Sahaba. If it says, do this, they knew that it was talking to them, not to somebody else. And if it says, don't do this, they thought that it was talking to them. Like you read the ayat talking about the prohibition of alcohol, for example. When the ayat were revealed, and the Sahaba had the news of the prohibition of alcohol, it says in the narration that the people of Medina, they started to throw away their alcohol until alcohol was running like a river in Medina. And this reminds me of an ad that I saw a couple of days ago. There's a mall in a Muslim country, in the Gulf. It's a Muslim country. And there's this store that sells alcohol. Okay. And the picture is two bottles of alcohol, and on one of them there's this thing that says Ramadan special, 50% off. This is the most foolish thing that I've ever seen. Ramadan special, alcohol. You buy one, you get one free. Oh, come on, man. Okay, let's change the topic, man. A lot of time. So, today, inshallah, we're talking about humility with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, do something and don't do this, khalas, sami'na wa ata'na. If the hadith is authentic, inshallah, we should all follow the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the best human being that has ever walked the face of this earth, okay? He was the best and he was the finest. But still, when you read the hadith of the Prophet, you see humility. He was very humble with people. When someone came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, Anta Karim ibn Karim, you are the most generous and the son of the most generous, he said, you are talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he referred to Ibrahim. And he said, لَا تُفَضِّلُونِ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا تُفَضِّلُونِ عَلَى يُنْسُ بْنُ مَتَّى. He said, don't prefer me or exalt me more or over other prophets. Don't show more respect to me than other prophets. And he said, don't show respect to me more than you show respect to Yunus alayhi salam. Although we know that in hadith, it says, أَنَا خَيُّ وَلَدِي آدَمْ أَنَا سَيِّدْ وَلَدِي آدَمْ وَلَا فَقْرِ. He says, I'm the finest and I'm the best of all human beings. We know that he is. But when we talk about prophets like Yunus or Musa or Isa, we say alayhi salam. When we talk about the Prophet, we say alayhi salam. So we respect all of them. When the Sahaba were digging the trench around the Madina al-Khandaq, he was carrying dust and stone with them. When they were building the masjid, he was helping them. When they were traveling together and they were preparing food, some of them said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to prepare this animal. And somebody else said, I'm going to roast it. And somebody else said, I'm going to do something else. And the Prophet said, I'm going to collect firewood for you. They said, Ya Rasulullah, there are so many of us, you don't have to do anything. You just sit and we'll just take care of it. So the Prophet said, I don't like a man who sits in the shade like a slave master and people work for him like slaves. And he used to work with them. So he was humble with the people, with Allah. So, when you hear an authentic hadith from the Prophet, you should follow the hadith and accept the hadith of the Rasulullah. Some of the brothers, and this is, it irritates me, when you give them the hadith of the Prophet, they say, the first thing they say, well, you tell them the hadith in Bukhari. said, oh, it's weak. What do you mean weak? People like Bukhari and Imam Muslim and Nasa'i Tirmidhi, they started this science in Islam, it's called Ilm al-Rijal, that no other nation or any other faith has. They studied the lives of 500,000 people just to make sure that all the hadith we have are authentic. They used to travel thousands of miles to study hadith and to learn them. Now we give you the hadith, you are sitting in the air conditioning room, it's weak. You can't even read the hadith in Arabic, you're telling me it's weak. So you accept the hadith with the wrong sa'asana. Khalas, samihana wa ta'ala. The hadith is authentic. Khalas, alhamdulillah. Some of the people, I tell them, you know what? The Prophet says this, and I give them a hadith. They said, but the sheikh in my, village says this and this. So you are putting the words of Rasulullah in comparison to what the sheikh, the local sheikh in your masjid says. Come on, then. Come on. I'm going to conclude with a couple of stories to show respect. Those who show respect to the words of the Prophet, and they give them importance and give them weight, and someone who didn't show the proper respect to the Prophet. So the first story is reported from Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Abbas, or Abdullah ibn Abbas, actually Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, was living close to the Masjid. And Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was Khalifa, on his way to the Masjid, he passed by the house of Abbas. And Abbas had a drainage tube attached to his house, so some water was coming out. So some of this water filled on Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet. So Umar was a tall man. So he got angry and he removed this tube. He said, if people keep walking in this street, it was raining or something, water would be falling on the people, so he removed it. He removed it, he threw it on the ground, and he started to walk. And Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, saw him and said, Ya Umar, Ashhadu, and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hattah Mekan. Faqad hadathu alayka, illa tata ala dhahri wa tala'aha haythu wa'aha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abbas said, I bear witness that it was the Prophet who put that tube in there in the wall. So Umar said, Wallahi, I swear by Allah that you should go on my back and stand on my shoulders and put it where it was. Because he didn't want to change that the Prophet did many years back. So this is one story. The opposite is in a different story. One of the scholars in Egypt, he lived in the last 50 or 60 years. He said, Wallahi, I was in a masjid one day, and the ayat we just recited, Abbas wa tawalla al-jahru al-a'ma, the story of Abdullah ibn Maktoum. He was blind and he came to the Prophet and he wanted to learn about Islam. And the Prophet was talking to the dignitaries from Mecca. So he said, just wait until I finish with him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you should have listened to this blind man because he came wanting to be guided. But these tyrants of Mecca, they will never listen to you. So, this imam in his khutbah, he was talking about someone from Egypt. He was the minister of education at the time. His name was Taha Hussein, he's famous, and he was blind. So, this blind man, Taha Hussein, who died 50 years ago, was visiting Basha, someone who was famous in Cairo, and that man honored him and gave him a reward. He gave him a lot of money as a gift. So when the sheikh was talking in the khutbah, and I think Taha Hussein was sitting there in the masjid, so what happened, this khatib said, the blind man came to this rich man, فَمَا عَبَسَ وَمَا تَوَلِّي, يعني جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى فَمَا عَبَسَ وَمَا تَوَلِّي. The blind man came to him, and he didn't frown, and he didn't turn away from him. So he's basically contrasting this rich man and his attitude to the blind man, which is Taha Hussein, to what the Prophet did with Abdullah ibn Maktoum. So he's basically saying that that man was more gracious than the Prophet. So the scholar was attending this khutbah. He said, Wallahi, a few years later, I was walking in the street in Cairo, and I saw that imam who said this about Rasulullah. Wallah, I saw him sitting in front of another masjid begging people for money. And he was watching over people's shoes for a small tip. They gave him tips to watch over the shoes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala humiliated him in dunya before akhirah because he didn't show respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay. So the question for last night was, where is the ayah in the Quran that says that the heavens and the earth were together and they were split asunder, like in the theory of the Big Bang theory? And the answer is Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah 21, verse 30. And the winner is Abu Natus. Where is Abu?
Big takbir.
You know the answer, you only for tomorrow, I'll set you up, so I'll get a gmail.com, just have a look.